Sometimes people will use secret codes to keep vital information from slipping into the wrong hands. General Patton used such a code in World War II just so he had something to drink. It's one of our favorites from 2016 and is part of this Holiday Week edition of The American Countryside.
Whether you are a serious collector of antiques and the classics or just love old farm machinery, Machinery Pete's Classic Tractor Price Guide is the one resource you'll enjoy. This book is jam-packed with prices, facts, and stories about all kinds of antique and classic farm equipment from the early 1900s to 1978. For only $29.95, you can use Machinery Pete's Classic Tractor Price Guide as a trusted and valuable resource in pursuing your antique iron passion. Call 877-847-9599 or visit shopfarmjournal.com.
Hi, I'm Ag Day host Clinton Griffiths, and I invite you to join me each morning as we cover the nation's food system, from fields of green to orchards of orange and livestock everywhere in between. America runs on agriculture, and here at Ag Day, agriculture's what we do best. Listen as our analysts track the markets, learn about innovations in technology and sustainability, and live the country lifestyle through the eyes of rural America. Join me, Clinton Griffiths, for Ag Day, the country experience.
What was General Patton's drink of choice? Brent Gooden says he knows.
It's called Armored Diesel. It's a product that we have. It's George S. Patton's favorite drink. We've worked with the Patton family, and we're really excited about it.
Gooden is the owner of Boundary Oak Distillery in Radcliffe, Kentucky, a town adjacent to Fort Knox. That military site is a place Patton spent much time. A local historian helped Gooden research the bourbon Patton drank on special occasions with his officers.
He would take bourbon and scotch and pour it all together into this big bowl and mix it up. It was very much a sweet style bourbon. And he would take a little shot of cherry juice and pour it into this drink. And he said that represented the blood of their foe.
Patton even had a special way to serve the drink.
And he actually had this wooden bar that said Armored Diesel on it. And so they would set this bar up whenever they would go to Europe and they would serve the drinks.
The name itself, Armored Diesel, was important as well, for it was that name that helped ensure Patton's prized bourbon wasn't taken by others.
From what we've been able to find out, when he would ship his liquor from place to place to keep people, I guess, from stealing it instead of putting bourbon on it, they would write Armored Diesel on it so that it wouldn't get confiscated and he would know what it was. And so if he just put diesel, it wouldn't end up in a tank somewhere.
So Armored Diesel became Patton's code for all of his personal alcohol he sent to Europe. Gooden enjoys researching such history and then incorporating that into the products his distillery produces. Traveling the countryside in Radcliffe, Kentucky, I'm Andrew McCrae.